This is Tom Arns with LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week being the 15th of January. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Next Saturday is the first anniversary of the inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Absent from the festivities will be Vice President Mike Pence, who leaves the same day for the Middle East. In Europe, there will be an extraordinary meeting of Germany's Social Democratic Party on Sunday to decide whether or not to enter into formal coalition with Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union. French President Emmanuel Macron has a busy Brexit week, starting with a trip to Calais, whose economy is heavily dependent on the UK, and then on to Britain for talks with Theresa May. NATO defense ministers meet on Tuesday to discuss terrorism, refugees, Syria, Ukraine, Georgia, and military training in Iraq. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov hosts a press conference on Monday to summarize Russian foreign policy objectives. North Korea will be the only topic of discussion at a Vancouver conference of the foreign ministers whose country has contributed to the UN forces that fought in the 1950-53 Korean War. Catalonia's newly elected National Assembly is expected to reconvene on Wednesday for the first session since a pro-independence government was elected. Former Trump advisors Paul Manafort and Richard Gates make another court appearance on Tuesday, and the head of Volkswagen in Detroit, Oliver Schmidt, goes on trial on charges related to VW diesel emissions scandal. And finally, it is time to open wide your arms and smile. Sunday is World Hug Day. Doctors actually say that a strong bear hug is good for us, except maybe the ribs. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis for the week being the 15th of January. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Next Saturday is the first anniversary of the inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Expect a flurry of tweets and editorials. But don't expect anything from Vice President Mike Pence. He will mark the occasion by flying off to the Middle East to visit Israel, Egypt, and Jordan. In the Arab countries, he will face a frosty reception following the administration's decision to move its embassy to Jerusalem. Earlier in the week, on Tuesday, President Trump meets at the White House with the President of Kazakhstan. Terrorism, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and economic cooperation are the talking points. In Europe, there will be an extraordinary meeting of Germany's Social Democratic Party on Sunday to decide whether or not to enter into formal coalition talks with Angela Merkel's CDU. The main sticking point appears how fast and far Europe moves towards political and military integration. The SPD is demanding more speed. French President Emmanuel Macron has a busy Brexit week. On Tuesday, he visits Calais, which is heavily dependent on the UK. Then on Thursday, he travels to Britain's Sandhurst Military Academy for talks with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The French Defence Minister meets on Monday with his counterparts from Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger about increased military coordination to combat Islamic jihadists. NATO defense ministers will also discuss terrorism when they meet in Brussels on Tuesday for their regular twice-a-year session. Also on the agenda will be refugees, Syria, Ukraine, Georgia, and military training in Iraq. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov holds a press conference on Monday to summarize Russian foreign policy objectives. North Korea will be the only topic of discussion at a Vancouver conference of the foreign ministers from countries that contributed to the UN forces that fought in the 1950-53 Korean War. Catalonia's newly elected National Assembly is expected to reconvene on Wednesday for its first session since a pro-independence government was elected in a Madrid-organized poll. Former Trump advisors Paul Manafort and Richard Gates make another court appearance on Tuesday. The head of Volkswagen in Detroit, Oliver Schmidt, goes on trial on charges related to the VW diesel emissions scandal. And a former Vietnamese Politburo member faces a long prison sentence for allegedly embezzling hundreds of millions of dollars. On Wednesday, an American exploration company resumes the search for missing Malaysian airliner Flight 370. If they find it, they will secure a $70 million reward. And that was next week's news today from LookAhead.News.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.